Hello, beautiful soul, and welcome to the Empowerment Effect podcast. My name is Eileen Bennett, and I am your host. This podcast is about step six of the Empowerment Effect. Love yourself first. And the mantra for this step is healthy selfishness is essential. Like steps four and steps five, step six aligns with the second phase of the AAA of absolutely everything, which is acknowledgement. But you need to be warned here, step six packs a punch. It summarizes all that the Empowerment Effect stands for, and it underlines the concept that nobody can freely give what they do not have. So take your time. There are three powerful exercises in step six. Give them the attention they deserve. You deserve. Give yourself the opportunity to learn to love yourself first. It may sound all warm and fuzzy, but choosing to love yourself first can be challenging, so stay kind. This is my most wobbly step and the one I need to revisit most often. My generation grew up believing that it was wrong to think well of ourselves. At the risk of sounding sexist, I'm saying that women and girls bore the brunt of this attitude. Boys and men generally escaped the worst of it. They were the providers, the sports heroes and the movie stars. They needed the food, the clothes, the education, the car, the hobby, the time away from family, much more than their female counterparts. A woman's job was to nurture, to look after people, and to put her own needs last. But of course you don't have to be female to be short on self-love. I can still hear the adults of my childhood saying things like, "Who does she think she is? He's too big for his boots." And the favourite, "Pride comes before a fall." We learned that feeling good about ourselves, our accomplishments, our actions, and anything we said or did or had was a bad, bad thing. So we waited for validation from others. We waited for somebody else to acknowledge us. We learned not to expect recognition for our efforts or our talents. And when recognition did come, as a compliment, an award, a promotion, we struggled to believe that we deserved it. Do any of these phrases sound familiar? This whole thing. Sure, anyone could have done it, really. I just got lucky. If this is ringing true with you, it's not your fault. You and I are simply the products of a different time and culture and mindset. We learned to play small and to always put others first, and we can unlearn it. There might be a bit of repair work to do before we can fully embrace the love yourself first concept, but we need to get healthily selfish. It's time to stop waiting for permission to be fabulous and to love yourself first. Everyone has a step they need to revisit often, and this is mine. Most natural born helpers are hardwired to put the needs of others before our own. We need to learn, sometimes over and over, that not only is it okay to take care of ourselves, but it's essential. Recognizing our own worth, setting clear boundaries, and regularly recharging our own batteries are crucial elements of healthy self-love. For this exercise, you're going to need a picture. Do a Google search and find a picture of a newborn baby, one that you like the look of. Whatever the circumstances of our birth, we all started like this newborn baby. Tiny, vulnerable, dependent. Even if you came into the world with challenges, physical, mental, emotional, you arrived as a little bundle of pure, unique potential. We all started as a story yet untold. A blank canvas. Life, society, culture, and many, many other factors have added details. But your story is not finished yet. Look closely at the picture you have chosen. What do you see? What would you want for this child? What kind of family, friends, and mentors would you want surrounding and supporting him or her? How would you like the world to treat them? What's the best possible future you can imagine for this child? If you could give this little baby one gift, what would it be? Why have you chosen that gift? How will the gift influence the child's life? How will your gift influence his or her world? Exercise two, you're going to imagine that you're a shining example of a person who knows that loving yourself first is the greatest possible demonstration of compassion and empathy for others. I'm going to say that again. Imagine that you are a shining example of a person who knows that loving yourself first is the greatest possible demonstration of compassion and empathy for others. What would that look like? What would you like best about your body? What would you like best about your face? What would you like best about your mind? What would you like best about your soul? What would be your best quality? What would make you smile? How would you feel when someone compliments you? How would you prioritize your own self-care? What would it be like to give yourself permission to be fabulous every single day? How would other people treat you? How would you treat others? Be as honest as you can. Just play with it. There is no need to limit yourself. So exercise one looked at an innocent newborn baby and granted him or her a future filled with possibilities. In exercise two, you imagine being the epitome of self-love. Exercise three is about bringing all that together and making it about you. This is where it gets personal. This is where you start to love yourself first. So find a mirror or any reflective surface and look at yourself. What do you see? What do you want for you? What can you do today to start to give that to yourself? What kind of family, friends, and mentors do you want surrounding and supporting you? How would you like the world to treat you? What needs to change for that to happen? What is the best possible future you can imagine for yourself? What can you do today to move towards that? If you could give yourself one gift right now, what would that be? Why have you chosen that gift? How will your gift influence your life? How will your gift influence your world? When will you give yourself that gift? What do you like best about your body? How do you look after your body with respect and kindness? What do you like best about your face? How do you care for your face? What do you like best about your mind? How do you keep your mind active? What do you like best about your soul? How do you nurture your soul? What is your best quality? How often do you use your best quality to bless your own life? What could you do now to give yourself more blessings? What makes you smile? How often do you smile? How can you do it more often? How do you feel when someone compliments you? How do you prioritize your own self-care? How often do you put yourself first? How can you do that more often? How do other people treat you? Why do you think they treat you that way? How do you treat others? How do they respond to how you treat them? How much of your time is spent minding yourself? What can you do today, now, to give yourself permission to be fabulous every day? The word selfish is often used as a criticism, but being healthily selfish is essential. We simply cannot be of any help to others unless we are ensuring that our own self-love, self-esteem and self-confidence get the attention they need and deserve. Put on your own life jacket first. If life drowns you, you cannot save anyone else. So love yourself first. Now look at how far you've come. You've done what it takes to get started from where you are. You've outlined your vision. You've faced up to what could hold you back. You've explored the strengths you already have to get you over those obstacles. And you have the fuel of passion to take you on your journey. And now you know why and how you need to love yourself first and why healthy selfishness is essential. Step 7 is all about pace, reassurance and forgiveness. Let's take baby steps. If you'd like to know more, go to eileenbennett.com and there's loads of free resources there. Or you can find my Facebook page is The Empowerment Effect. And there's a private Facebook group also called The Empowerment Effect. Lots of free resources for you so you have no excuses not to get up and get going.